Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46, 14 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to our website at WWL.com, you will find our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, which is asking you, is healthcare the number one issue in a 2020 race for you? And as it stands now, those voting online, about 80% are saying, no, it is not. Of course, part of healthcare and being healthy is what you do and how you live your life. And unfortunately, a new survey shows that about 50% of Louisiana high schoolers vape, which is a lot, especially when you consider it against last year, because it's more than doubled, or about 2 years ago, rather, since 2017. Dr. Steve Cantrow joins us, our guest professor of medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Good morning, Dr. Steve.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you. I don't, you know, just when you think things are going in the right direction and you're getting the message out there about vaping, I don't know, is this peer pressure? Is there any reason for this doubling with teenagers?
Yeah, this is, you know, this is a nationally, this is the same thing going on. There's been about 3 million new teenage, you know, middle school, high schoolers who have started vaping in the last 2 years. It's more than doubled around the country. So this is not a surprise. And these could be underestimates. You know, I don't know why, you know, that we expect the kids to tell us the truth in these surveys either. I think important for parents to know that they have no idea whether their children are vaping. If they don't want to tell their parents, there's no smell. There's the vapor disappears within seconds. These are easily and widely available. You know, Juul has stopped selling the most popular flavors for most kids, but they've left mint in there, which is now the most popular flavor for kids. But there are many other imitations. If you ask your kids if they'll tell you, they can name them quickly. Disposable, they look like Juuls, or they're multiple, you know, they're a color, and they've got the strawberry flavors. So yeah, the kids have all the access they want to this, and the companies have found ways to get them to the kids, and we've got no control over it.
You know, back in the day with cigarettes, as you well know, if the parents smoked in the house, although mine did, both of them, and it made me just hate smoking like nobody else, but I'm sure there are some people, because their parents did it, they took up the habit. Has there ever been any research, any correlation between parents vaping, or is this primarily a teen thing?
You know, I think it's you know, if parents are vaping in the house, then that's going to create a very permissive environment. But I think, you know, most adults are not vaping. You know, many who smoke have tried it because they'd like to see if they can help stop smoking. But it's the penetration into the adult market, sort of the older adult, maybe the parents' age right now, very, very low. So this is mostly kids with access through other kids or through an older brother. So it's most of this, I think, is happening really outside of the parental sort of use. But again, parents have no way of knowing whether the kids, you could go, I'm not suggesting parents necessarily do this, you could go look under their beds, look in their drawers, look in their backpacks, their lockers. These, they're so easy to hide. And as you can tell from the data, most kids have tried. So this is a huge problem.
You know, months ago, and we'll drill down on this when we come back, I asked you if we were with vaping now where we were with cigarettes, maybe right after the war when they really, the use of cigarettes exploded. It seems as though we're on top of it, but I don't know if it's making a difference or not. Dr. Steve Cantrow is our guest, professor of medicine, LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. I would ask you to text me at 87870, because, you know, the doctor said he wouldn't advise parents to do it. I think sometimes as a parent, you have to do a little bit of snooping. And we were all teenagers. I think we all had another life going that our parents didn't know about. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it was all encumbering, or that it took over the life that we led publicly. But, you know, I don't know if it's a bad thing to check and see what your kids are doing. Taking a break now, 7:50, looking at traffic on WWL. 7:56, 4 before 8, talking about smoking. The number of teens vape in Louisiana has doubled since 2017. Dr. Stephen Cantrell, our guest, professor of medicine, LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. So in the 50s, I think that's when cigarette smoking really exploded. It was the epitome of cool glamour. You had Audrey Hepburn smoking, James Dean, Humphrey Bogart. What they didn't show you, though, was years later when, you know, people were hacking up different parts of their body, coughing in the morning, and like my dad did, die of COPD and emphysema at the end of his life. You never see that. When it comes to vaping, Dr. Steve Cantrell, it seemed as though the 50s, okay, maybe people knew the dangers of cigarettes, they didn't, but that got away from us in 67, Surgeon General's warning, and it turned that around, or it started to turn around. It seems as though here, with vaping, we're on the cusp of it, and we see it coming, but yet it seems as though we can't get the message out there, we can't get a handle on it.
Yeah, I think it's just like the beginning of the cigarette epidemic in the early 1900s. This is just business. And so what we know now that we didn't know then is that nicotine is addictive. And so what we've allowed in this country is for companies to make a product that contains nicotine that we know is addictive. And we've allowed these companies to really market this to children, create something that's attractive to children without sufficient regulation. And so this thing has really exploded on us. And so we've got a huge number of addicted children now, and the health consequences, well, they're going to play out in front of us unless we stop this. Remember, it took a long time to figure out how dangerous combustible cigarettes are, and they are unbelievably dangerous. How dangerous these will be is going to play out over some time, right? We're early in this epidemic, but the effect on the adolescent brain, the adolescent lung, use over many years, yeah, that part we don't know.
Is there adequate regulation, legislation for store owners who sell these things to kids?
Yeah, so you just can't stop this, Tommy. There's not this cat is out of the bag. There's not a way to really regulate this in a way. It just, you know, most people who start smoking cigarettes and have ever started smoking cigarettes started before they were 18. Mm-hmm. And so there's no way to protect children as long as these are available. You know, I'm not going to come down on one side or the other about the snooping question mm-hmm. for your children. I would just point out that there's no way you can protect your children yourself from this problem. Probably half of these kids who are using the vapes are actually addicted, and yeah, you're going to be helpless against that. So, you know, it's time for this problem to go away. And actually, this week something might happen. You know, the current administration in Washington has proposed to ban flavored e-cigarettes. It's every flavor except menthol and tobacco flavors, which would change the landscape overnight in terms of this problem. Now, the FDA.
Let's hope it does. Thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you again. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.